What is the secret to having contentment in the context of poverty? What is the secret to having contentment in the context of wealth? What is the secret of having contentment in the context of any and every circumstance? What is the secret? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Welcome to this Tuesday edition of Equipping the Saints with Greg Lundstedt, pastor of Equipping Bible Church in Greer, South Carolina.
And Dave, today it's Letter Day, and I have a phone message from Ron in Michigan. He said, that was a wonderful message, and he was referring to Philippians 4, 4 through 7. He said, my wife and I listen to it every day. Thank you, and God bless. Well, Ron, you are so welcome, and we are so thankful again to be able to share God's word, and I'm so thankful that God's word is blessing you. God's word is blessing you and your wife. Praise the Lord.
And Greg, your message today tackles an issue that I think many of us may not have given much thought to, and that is our circumstances don't dictate our contentment.
You know, Dave, that's absolutely true, and yet we often think the opposite. We think if I had more money, or if I didn't have this health issue, or if I had a better job, then I would be content. And the fact is those things will never bring contentment. Why? Because contentment doesn't come from your circumstances lining up the way you want them to be. Today we're going to see where true contentment comes from and how you can begin to experience it no matter what your circumstances are. Our text is Philippians chapter 4, verses 10 through 13.
Well, thanks, Greg. Now, if you want to listen to today's broadcast again, just download our new free app from the Apple App Store. You'll find today's broadcast, archived broadcasts, as well as more about this ministry and our teacher, Pastor Greg Lundstedt. Now, let's join Greg for today's message.
Now, when you think of being poor, you think it's difficult to be content, right? Because you're in need, right? But you learn in Christ that He gives us the strength to empower us to get through anything He brings us through, any circumstance, whether it's poverty or wealth. He will strengthen you. I've learned to trust Him and know that He will get me through every time. I've learned to trust Jesus. Now, we all understand poverty. We understand the temptation to be not content in that, right? But guess what? There is a deep temptation also in abundance to be not content. There's a deep temptation to forget the Lord when we have what we need. And we need to learn contentment. Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8. You see, being wealthy can be just as tempting as being poor. And you got to learn in every circumstance, any and every, even the extremes. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11, this is a warning to the Israelites as they're coming into the land, not to forget the Lord when things go well. Beware lest you forget the Lord, Deuteronomy 8:11, your God, by not keeping His commandments and His ordinances and statutes, which I am commanding you today. Lest when you have eaten and are satisfied, have built good houses and lived in them, and when your herds and flocks multiply, your silver and gold multiply, and all that you have multiplies, that your heart becomes proud and you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. He led you through great and terrible wilderness with its fiery serpents and scorpions, thirsty ground, and there was no water. He brought water for you out of the rock of flint. In the wilderness, He fed you with manna, which your fathers did not know, that He might humble you and that He might test you to do good for you in the end. Otherwise, you might say in your heart, my power and my strength has made this wealth. But you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who is giving you the power to make wealth, that He may confirm His covenant with which He swore your fathers, as it is to this day. And it shall come if you ever forget the Lord your God and go after other gods and serve them and worship them. I testify against you today that you shall surely perish. We need to remember that when we have an abundance, as we'll see, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. He did it. He brought about what we have. And I guarantee even within our abundance that we have right now, you're probably not content at times. It's because it doesn't satisfy. It will not give you contentment. As much money as you can get, there's always the possibility it'll go away. There's always something more that you might want. The writer of Proverbs prays this, keep deception and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is my portion, lest I be full and deny thee and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be in want and steal and profane the name of my God. There are temptations when we have a lot and a little. And Paul gives those extremes as an example. I've learned in these extremes, but also in any and every circumstance, I've learned to be content. And he goes on and explains a little more. He says in middle of verse 12, back in our passage, in every circumstance, I have learned a secret of being filled and going hungry, both having abundance and suffering need. Being filled speaks to eat to the full. Going hungry, we understand that. Having abundance means to abound in regards. It was translated even being rich. Suffering need means to fall short or to be late, to not reach something. I don't have what I need. I'm not reaching that point of what I need. Paul is saying through the circumstances, he has learned the secret of contentment, the secret of Christ's sufficiency in all things. Paul went through many tough circumstances and he learned from them. May we learn from ours. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul declares how he learned something. 2 Corinthians 1 verse 5, for we do not want you to be unaware, brethren, of the affliction that came to us in Asia, that we were burdened excessively beyond our strength, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, we had the sentence of death within ourselves, in order that we should not trust in ourselves, but in the God who raises the dead. Circumstances training us to trust in Jesus Christ, who delivered us from so great a peril, and will deliver us, he on whom we have set our hope, and he will yet deliver us. Now, on a side note, sadly, these principles are ignored at times through so many Christian missionary and ministry entreaties to the body of Christ for support. Paul didn't see the ministry as kaput when he was short of what he needed. He learned how to be content in everything, whether being fully supplied or undersupplied. He learned the secret of contentment. And for us, when God brings you through a season of poverty, he is teaching you to rely on Jesus Christ. When he brings you through a season of abundance, he is teaching you to rely on Christ. And the Apostle Paul says he's learned the secret. And notice he says, in any and every circumstance. That expands way beyond this, way beyond the extremes of poverty and wealth. Now, what's interesting is he uses this term, I have learned the secret. And in Greek, it's a very interesting word. It literally means to initiate into mystery religions, to be initiated into the secrets of a mystery religion. Now, why would Paul say that? He's basically saying in this context, I've learned the secret. It's a mystery, but it's been revealed. He's not saying it's a mystery religion. He's saying it's like those who are in those that they don't know what the secret is of that mystery religion. They get in, they've been initiated. Now they understand. He says, I've now learned it. I've learned the secret. And I want to ask you, have you learned the secret? You see, and he says, I've learned it in the past. I learned it and it still applies to me now. And he also says it in a passive voice. What does that mean? I didn't actively learn it. I was caused to learn it. Paul was caused to learn the secret through the crucible of the difficulties he went through as he accomplished or did what he had learned in Scripture and from the Lord Jesus Christ. And the same thing for us. Believer, we need to learn it and we need to apply it. And so what is this secret? What is this secret that we need to learn, this mysterious secret? What is the secret to having contentment in the context of poverty? What is the secret to having contentment in the context of wealth? What is the secret of having contentment in the context of any and every circumstance? What is the secret? It's verse 13. I can do all things through him or Christ who strengthens me. What a verse. The secret to contentment is in all and every circumstance, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Now, this verse is kind of a complicated verse in the Greek language, and we need to unpack it to really gain the richness of what is being said here. The term all things is emphatic. It comes in the beginning. All things. It's emphatic. All things, everything. And the term translated, I can do, the verb I can do, is not your normal verb for doing. It's actually a verb that means being strengthened to do something, being enabled to do something, being enabled or given the ability to do something. I am given the ability to do everything through Him who strengthens me. I'm given the ability in any and every circumstance to do everything that He calls me to do through His strength. It's quite an amazing thing. When you learn that secret, you are set free from circumstance. When you learn that in Christ, to trust Him in every circumstance, and that He will give you the strength to do everything He calls you to do, whether you're poor, whether you're rich, whether you're in between, and whatever comes to you, when you learn that He will give you the strength, you learn that and you trust Him, you are set free. He says, I can do, or I have been given the ability or power to accomplish. I've been given the power to accomplish everything. Now, the term in here, in Christ, or through Christ, it says here, is really the preposition en, en, which speaks of being in or in the sphere. And your NASB might have a note saying literally in Christ, or not through, but in. The question is, who is the Him here? Some Bibles say Christ. Those are from later manuscripts. The earlier manuscripts, which are more reliable, say Him. And the context is obviously Christ. There's no doubt it's Christ. Indeed, in Philippians, the term in Christ is used 10 times. Look down at verse 19. We see in Christ all of our needs are supplied. And my God shall supply all of your needs according to His riches and glory in the sphere of Christ Jesus. In the context of your relationship with Him. In the sphere of a real relationship with Jesus Christ. I believe He's saying He has been given the ability to do all things in Christ. In the sphere of His relationship with Christ. That's key. I'm given the ability to do everything within the sphere of my relationship with Him who strengthens me. That's the key. And He says, I'm given continually, habitually the ability in Christ who present tense continually, the word is endunamo, empowers me. He empowers me continually to do what He calls me to do in every circumstance. Therefore, I'm content. I'm content when I'm poor because He's empowering me to endure. I'm content when I'm rich because He is enabling my heart to see it rightly, that I wouldn't become proud and forget the Lord. I'm content in everything because He is using His word to change my heart. I am given the ability to do all things in Him who empowers me. So often we discredit and disrespect the Lord so much when we don't believe what He has said, when we don't believe His promises, when we don't believe His truth, when we apply it to our lives. Paul learned the secret of contentment. It is in the context of everything in Christ. He has given us the ability to do those things by His continual empowerment. He empowers us to do those things. All the circumstances He leads me through, He will give me the ability and power to respond according to His will if I trust Him. Everyone, I've learned the secret. That's the secret. That's the secret. And you learn it in circumstance when you apply the Word of God. Because you go in the circumstances and you don't know it, but you apply the truth of God and you see that it's true. You learn it when you go through the circumstances. And Paul had learned. Now, one caveat to this promise. It's not a blanket promise that I can do all things. Oh, because of Christ, I can be the president. Because of Christ, I can be an astronaut. Because of Christ, I can win the Indy 500. He's not saying that. All things in Christ. I'm empowered to do everything in the sphere of my relationship with Jesus Christ by Christ who strengthens me. Everything He calls me to do, I'm empowered to do if I trust Him. If I trust Him, and Paul did trust Him. All that He requires, Paul learned the secret. And this is a secret for you, believer. It's a secret for me. He empowers us to do everything He requires. In every circumstance He brings, in everything that is in Him. Now, am I empowered to endure through things that I'm doing wrong and sinning in? No. But when I confess my sin, I'm empowered to understand that the consequences are His discipline that He's changing my character with, that I would be righteous. I start to apply the Word of God. You see, I'm empowered to endure for that reason, because He loves me. He's taken His word. I can do all things He requires of me when I trust Him and abide in Him. That's the key. Turn to John chapter 15. This is the secret to the Christian life. Boy, you write a book, Secret to Christian Life. People read it and they go, they want stuff to do rather than trust Jesus. It's trusting Jesus, believing that he empowers you, believing he will do what he says. But you got to know the Word of God. When you go through those circumstances, you got to go to the Word. You got to apply it, and you will learn that he is faithful to what he has said. When he says the peace of God will guard your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus, and you actually trust him, you get that peace. You go, I'm learning. It's true. I'm learning. John chapter 15, verse 4. The Lord Jesus is instructing his disciples before he goes away and sends his Spirit in his place. He says, abide in me and I in you. That means rest. Rest, abide. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Just sits in the vine. Just rests in it. So neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. There's the Christian life. Apart from him, you can do nothing. Abiding in him, you can all things that he strengthens you to do, right? So that's it. It's either nothing or everything when you trust him or you don't. Apart from him, you can do nothing, he says. And if anyone does not abide in me continually, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, I can't rest in Jesus without his word resting in me, right? I can't do that. He says, my words abide in you. That means they remain. They don't flee away the minute you walk out of here. They're in your heart. You got to keep it in there. He says, my words abide in you, and ask whatever you wish, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit, so prove to be my disciples. Turn to Ephesians chapter 1. In this passage, the Apostle Paul wants believers to know the surpassing greatness of his power towards us. His power to enable you to do everything that is in Christ. You see, when God says, love your wife, live with her in an understanding way, or vice versa, wives, love your husband, respect them. When God says, love your children, raise them with fear and affection, Lord, I can't do that. But if I trust him, I learn the secret that he will empower me to do it. He will empower me to do it because he's faithful. He says, do your work heartily unto God, not unto men. Right? I can't do that on my own. When I trust Christ, he empowers me to do it. The sphere of being in him. Ephesians 1 verse 19. And what is the surpassing greatness? Just that you would know this. What is the surpassing greatness of his power towards us who believe? Christ is willing to empower you to do everything he requires of you. Everything. This is accordance with the working of his strength and his might, which he brought up in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in heavenly places. Resurrection power. Ephesians 3:20, now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, he says, beyond what we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, Christ in us. And the verse I love, 2 Corinthians 3:4, and such confidence we have through Christ towards God, not that we are adequate to consider anything as coming from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God. I can't do it. I can't preach to you. I know that every time I come, every time I teach, every single time I would fail if I didn't know this. If I haven't learned that secret, practically speaking, I would fail every single time. Lord, I cannot do this. I know that. But I trust you to do it through me. And he does every time because he's faithful. And he will do that in every sphere in your life that you trust him and you learn and understand the secret. I am given the ability to do all things in him who continually empowers me. Last passage I want to read. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. We see the process of Paul learning this. The process of how circumstance caused Paul to learn something. To learn to rely on Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. And because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, for this reason to keep me from exalting myself, that means being prideful, he said, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, to keep me from exalting myself. Concerning this, I entreated the Lord three times that he might depart from me. Now, the implication is he didn't depart. It didn't. And he said to me, here you go, my grace is sufficient for you, For power is perfected in weakness. I am unable, Lord, to teach and preach today, but I trust you to do it through me. And he does. I'm unable to raise my kids in the fear and admonition of you, Lord God, but I trust you to enable me to do it. I believe you will. I'm unable to do my work heartily unto you by myself, but I trust that you will enable me to do it. I'm unable to deal with this situation in which people are saying this or that, but I trust you to help me respond rightly. He says, my grace is sufficient, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, he learned it. We need to learn it. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am what? Well content with weakness, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. He learned the secret of contentment. We need to learn it. I am given the ability to do all things in him who empowers me. That's the secret. Well, let me ask you, have you learned the secret to contentment? Let God use the circumstances in your life to teach you to apply his word, to apply his word to those circumstances so that you will learn the secret. You're going through a difficulty financially. Maybe it's a difficulty, whatever it might be, physically, relationally. Learn the secret. Apply his word and then trust him. Apply his word, trust him, and you will learn that you are given the ability to do everything in Christ through Christ who continually empowers you. Tremendous, wonderful reality. So then, how is it that we find contentment? We saw today clearly that Paul learned and spoke not from want. He wasn't driven by his desires, but he learned the secret. Brothers and sisters, learn the secret. Learn it. When trouble comes, when circumstances come, and they will, let God's word change your mindset. Trust Christ, and you'll see his power working in you, and you will learn. And you'll be able to say, I have learned the secret to contentment.
If you've just joined us, you've been listening to Equipping the Saints with Greg Lundstedt. You can hear today's message again by visiting our website, etsradio.org. That's etsradio.org. CDs of today's message or other messages are available at our website as well. And as a part of the ministry of Equipping the Saints, all our audio resources are available at no cost to you, thanks to the Lord's provision through the faithful support of friends of this broadcast. To order your complimentary CD, call us toll-free, 1-800-596-9144. That's 800-596-9144. If you prefer to request your complimentary CD by email, our email address is contact@etsradio.org. And Greg, as we close out today's broadcast, for that person who's ready to begin trusting God in every circumstance, but isn't sure how to do that, give us some help.
You know, Dave, first off, it begins with the recognition that God is in control of everything, including your life, and acknowledging that he knows what is best for you, reminding yourself of the truth that you understood when you were first saved, that he is Lord of all, and that that same Lord loves you and died for you. Secondly, we need to understand the truth of God's word concerning Christ our Savior applies to our everyday lives and decisions. You know, one passage that is so helpful for me is 2 Corinthians 3, verse 5. Not that we are adequate in ourselves to consider anything as coming from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God. And also John 15, where the Lord Jesus says that apart from him, we can do nothing. But when we abide in him, we will bear much fruit. Believer, trust in Christ. As you received him, so walk in him. Believe his word. Step out in faith, trusting a good God who will never leave you nor forsake you. Repudiate those thoughts of unbelief. Confess those. Say no to them and thank God for what he has done and bring your request before him. You see, the very same God who gave life to you will lead you and guide you through every circumstance for his glory if you will allow him. When you have a better view of Christ through His Word and who you really are, His creation, totally dependent on Him, then by faith you will find He is a faithful God to direct your path in every circumstance for His glory.
As we close today's broadcast, it's our prayer that the Word of God has done its work in your life and that you've been challenged and encouraged to follow Christ more closely. If you'd like a complimentary CD of today's broadcast, call us toll-free at 1-800-596-9144. That's 800-596-9144. And if you prefer to request your complimentary CD by email, our email address is contact@etsradio.org. Well, we hope you'll make plans to join us again tomorrow, right here for another edition of Equipping the Saints. Equipping the Saints is a broadcast ministry of Equipping Bible Church.